Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week 6 did not disappoint us. Wow, wow. What a crazy week in the NFL. The Texans go down to the Titans in a wild one. Crazy decision-making there. Not sure what happened. I'll be honest. I'll break it down for you. It was absolute insanity. Colts pull off a shocker, a wild one with the Bengals. That was fun. Falcons beating the Vikings, man. Oh, man, that was pretty interesting as well, because the Vikings have been just abysmal all season long, man. Just terrible. Same with the Falcons, but they were able to pull it out. Patriots, what happened to them, man? Broncos kind of spoiled the party for them as Cam gets back in the action. Giants finally getting a victory. You got to like that for them. You know, you feel bad for teams that can't get victories. Ravens can slide by the Eagles. That's okay, but better be ready to play teams when things mean something and they're more important, to be honest with you. But able to slide by those Eagles. Steelers beating up on the Browns. I'll get into that a lot. That'll be a fun one to talk about, because Big Ben looked pretty sharp and the Steelers look like they're not ready to give up that division so quickly. And people better start talking about the Steelers, that defense, and Big Ben. Panthers, man, oh, man. The Bears, I don't think people really expected this out of them, but they're shocking us week in and week out. So a ton of things to dive into in week 6 in the NFL. The Battle of the Bays, Green Bay and Tampa Bay. Tom gets the better of Mr. Aaron Rodgers. The 49ers kind of get themselves back in things, too. I like what I saw from them. So a ton of things to dive into from week 6 in the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Hall of Famer Warren Sapp here to tell you about my favorite sports book, BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. Just like me, BetUS is the Hall of Famer of online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. Join now. Get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. I play at BetUS, and so should you. Call today at 1-800-69-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS. Tell them Sapp sent you.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Go blast through lightning ray!
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
It don't matter, just start lightning.
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can.
Eddie,
do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Hayden Hurst goes in motion, sets to the right side of the line. Dolphins showing blitz up the middle. They bring it. Jackson, play action, throws complete. Hollywood Brown has it at the 30.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you with week 6 of the NFL Rewind here on the world famous Sports Overnight America. You can get at me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Call me up if you like, if I got time, if I can get you in, 1-800-878-7529. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention these couple of things as I'm about to mention all the scores, and I'll run through some of the big things that obviously happened in Week 6 of the NFL. Kudos, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Rays and the L.A. Dodgers as they will be meeting in the World Series. And then Lopez, what an amazing fight, taking Loma out. Just incredible stuff from that guy, 23-year-old kid doing his thing, youngest 4-belt champ in the history of boxing. Just incredible. So kudos to all those people for what they did. Let's get to the scores, man. Titans beating the Texans 42-36. Final that one in overtime. A crazy game. I'll get to it. And again, the theme for me from week 6, as I'm going to tell you right now before I run through these scores, coaching. Terrible decision making. I'll get after all of it after I get through the scores. Titans 42-36 in overtime. Colts 31-27 over the Bengals. Falcons 40-23 over the Vikings. 18-12 Broncos over the Patriots. Giants 20-19 over that Washington team. Ravens 30-28 over the Eagles. Steelers 38-7 dominating the Browns. Bears 23-16 as they hold on over the Panthers. Lions did not lie down, 34-16 over the Jags. Jets go down 24-0 to the Dolphins. Tua gets in there, has a few plays, Fitzmagic. Dolphins are in the thick of things. Buccaneers all over the Packers, 38-10. 49ers beating the Rams 24-16. So, man, oh, man, just a bunch of wild things that happened with these games. all throughout the day. Just madness. The Bengals were crushing the Colts. They're up 21-0. And then before you know it, the Colts early, they're down early 21 points in that second quarter. They come back, make it a 3-point game at halftime, wind up pulling off that victory. You know what? Joe Burrow played a fantastic game. So not his fault. Just maybe scored too quickly and had just too much time on the clock to let Phillip Rivers and the Colts get back into that game and find a way to win it, man. I impressive. The Titans and the Texans, I got to talk about this a little bit because the theme for me from week six was a couple of things, but the major one to me, coaches, dude. How do some of these people have jobs the way that they go out and manage games late down the stretch? I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. 2-point conversions, it's fool's gold, man. I'm telling you what, you go for that stuff late in ball games, and this is the perfect example. I am gonna give this to you people. Again, challenge me, talk to me about this, tell me your feelings about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. We can discuss it there. It's Dorf on Sports on Twitter. All right, here's the situation. Texans go down late in the ball game. They score a touchdown. They're up 7 points. Hear me out. They're up 7 points. Kick the extra point. You go up 8 points. You force the Titans to not only have to score a touchdown, but they also have to get in the end zone for a 2-point conversion. All right? So that's the situation. Texans do their job. They score a touchdown. They're up 7. Kick the extra point. You're up 8. You force the Titans to have to score 6 and score 2 to get that 2-point conversion. Well, Romeo Crennel, this is what the genius does. He says, I'm going to go for 2 points because I want to be up 9 points, not 8. I want to be up 9 because I don't know if we have an 8-point lead, that may not be sufficient enough. Which, let me tell you something. The analytics on this one are not in favor of going for this 2-point conversion. And here's how slim the margin is on this one, which is insane. They're both 98%. But one is 98.1 and one is 98.2. The kicking the extra point is the 98.2. The 98.1 is going for that 2-point conversion. Look, man, when you're talking about inches, and that's what we're talking about here at the end of the day, this was a terrible decision. This cost the Texans this ball game, in my humble opinion. It was one of those decisions that gets a coach fired. I'm sorry, but this is a move that gets a dude fired. And there were several bonehead plays being made by coaches on the day in the NFL in week six that was unlike any that we've had so far, where there were tons of underdogs coming up and really having good things happen for them. Wild day in week six of the NFL. Another situation where something like that came into play is the Ravens and the Eagles. Okay, so the Ravens fell asleep. At the end of the day, man, that's what happened here. The Ravens fell asleep. They're up big in this football game. They're up 17-0. They're cruising. They're coasting. And then they're up 24-0 maybe, to be honest with you. But I know it was 17-0. And then all of a sudden, they kind of let their foot off the pedal. The Eagles are creeping their way back in this game. They get a touchdown late in the ball game to bring them within 2 points. Okay, so now at this point, with very little time left, you got to figure out a way to tie this game because you have Mama Mo on your back, and she is carrying you at this point for the Philadelphia Eagles. And this could be this could have been a season-changing victory for the Philadelphia Eagles. But they call a play where Carson and the back run into each other. That can't happen at this moment in time. I'm sorry. can't happen. In the Washington game, again, man, okay, so you have a chance to tie this game if you kick the extra point, and then if you make this decision, like Ron Rivera does, and you decide to go for the win because your team is so good, right? No, they're terrible, man. You kick this thing, you put this thing in overtime, and you know what? You roll the dice, and you take your chances with a young Daniel Jones and a Giants team that's absolutely pathetic. I'm sorry, but there were so many damn bad decisions by coaches in these games late down the stretch that had a direct impact on the outcome of the game. And this is another example of that. So I've given you three examples of where coaches were making absolutely terrible decisions late in the ballgame. And in each case, it cost their team. In the Eagles' case, it cost them the opportunity to tie the game. In Washington's case, it cost them the opportunity to tie the game and get into overtime. I mean, again, how in the world can you trust Kyle Allen and the rest of your guys on the Washington football team? It doesn't make much sense to me. I'm sorry. It doesn't make much sense to me. So one of the big themes, one of the big takeaways that I had from week six in the NFL, coaches, you got to be better, man. You got to be better. You got to put your teams in a better position to have things good happen for them, not bad. People's careers are on the line, and you're not doing them any justice. You're not helping guys out make good, smart decisions. It comes from the sidelines first. All right, I hear that music. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to continue rapping and yapping about week six from the NFL because it was insane, man. It was absolutely friggin' insane. All right, week six, NFL Rewind style right here. I'm Andy Dorf on the world-famous Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We need to do pretty much everything better, just not good enough in any area.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
So what do they dial up on 3rd and 10? T.J. Jones goes left. Luke Wilson goes left. Galladay goes right. Zach Center in the backfield to the right of Stafford. 5:19 to go in the game. Clock will start on the snap. We're tied at 13. Play clock at 2. Matthews got it. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford throws. It is end zone. Caught! Oh, baby, what a catch! Kenny Galladay, you're a freak! What a catch!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
That's right, baby. You can get the heck out of Dodge. Welcome back in. I know you're happy, though. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, Week 6 style on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. By the way, you can always catch the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza, as we like to call it, or the Dorf on Sports Radio Experience in Phoenix, Arizona, 88.7 The Pulse. Download the app, pulseradio.fm. Just get that app, Pulse Radio, 88.7 Pulse Radio, on your app, on your phone, and take me anywhere, I guess. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 a.m. Arizona time. Always catch me on the world-famous Sports Overnight America, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as I take you into the wee hours of the night. Week 6, man, oh man, did not disappoint. What a crazy week. Like, dead freaking serious. I saw some of the most bizarre things on a football field. And most of them had to do with terrible, beyond terrible, decision-making coming from coaches. Just disappointing. Really disappointing. There were bad performances too. Don't get me wrong. Aaron Rodgers, what the hell happened to him? Dude was off. Dude was off for sure. When he threw that pick six and then came right back two or three passes later, throws another pick, almost basically another pick six, to be honest with you. They got down really close to the end zone. And they didn't deserve to be in the position, talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to actually be winning that football game at that moment in time. But somehow, some hell of a way, it happened. And then from that moment in time, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers offense, pathetic. Donuts. After the first quarter, man. Just couldn't get it together. Just looked out of sync. Just looked like a bad day. And it sure as hell was a bad day. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in my opinion, are starting to build some chemistry. And we know, at least I do, I know at the end of the day, at the end of the year, Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're going to be in the mix, man. If you don't think they're going to be in the mix, you're fooling yourself. You have what I call haterade in you, man. And you are hating the greatness that is Tom Brady. Dude's that good. He really is. When he gets guys back, Godwin, Evans, they're back. But when these guys are 100% healthy and they get that running game just going like crazy, if Fournette can give them anything, Ronald Jones is really good too. And the defense, this is a playmaking defense. Rob Gronkowski got in the mix. Rob Gronkowski got in the action. I think you should start worrying about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This could be a team on the move. Could be a team on the move. I firmly believe that. And I love when people count Tom Brady out. How stupid do you feel at the end of the day? How stupid does someone who counts Tom Brady out feel? Never count Tom Brady out. And for that matter, don't count the Packers out. This might be a good thing for the Green Bay Packers. Because I think that Aaron Rodgers was starting to believe his own hype. And it's been, I'm not going to lie, it's been extremely good what I've seen so far with LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers this season. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that was a setback. That was a legitimate setback. But maybe at the same time, humbling enough that you get back to the drawing board a little bit and you work out some of those kinks and you figure out why a guy that doesn't throw a lot of interceptions had a pick six and damn near another six picks. A pick six. He had one for sure. But one that they got to the goal line, which, again, basically in essence, two pick six for the Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense. Against a guy that just, he doesn't throw interceptions, and he sure as hell doesn't throw pick six. Just doesn't happen. So maybe not bad for the Packers. On that note, what about the Bears? They just keep winning ball games, man. They win ball games. It's not pretty. It's a very effective. Big Nick Foles, he's starting to build some chemistry with those receivers. And then we forgot about Mac on the other side. Dude is making a lot of plays. We're talking about Aaron Donald all the time for the Rams, who, by the way, they stumbled and took a setback. And we were talking about the 49ers maybe being a team that was a little bit hanging over from the Super Bowl loss. Maybe they got their mojo back a little bit. Brought the Rams back to earth a little bit. Was a little bit high on the Rams coming into that game. A lot of people, myself included. Weird day, man. Seriously. Weird day in the NFL. How does Adam Gase still have a job? I don't get it. I'm sorry. I think it's because nobody wants that freaking job with the New York Football Jets. No, anybody that's smart knows, don't go to the Jets. Don't do it. Just you're going to ruin yourself. That in Cleveland, which one's worse? I was starting to buy into Cleveland, man. They made me look stupid. Shame on me. Shame on friggin' me. I can't stand Baker Mayfield. But yet, therefore, I'm saying, hey, I think that this is a spot where Cleveland could come up with a big victory. Who the hell was I kidding, man? Who in the hell was I kidding? Baker Mayfield is Baker Mayfield, man. Seriously. Big Ben is Big Ben. And Big Ben has shown out so far. Like, the numbers aren't extremely gaudy by any means. But dude, that's Big Ben, and you feel like if you need to make a play, this guy can do that for you. There's a certain comfort level that you have with Big Ben running things for you at quarterback. I mean, Mike Tomlin, what a coaching job he did last year. Steelers, one of those teams still undefeated. And I think we're a little bit surprised about it. Cleveland, though, man, they almost had me like buying into them. And the way that I thought they would do things, make noise, was less of Baker, obviously, and more of everybody else, and mostly that running game, which, by the way, where the hell was their running game? That's usually very good. I know Nick Chubb not playing. That definitely affects things, for sure. That's got to affect things. Kareem Hunt, though, that's a guy that has shown in the past he's pretty good. So this was one of those days where Baker couldn't get things going, couple interceptions, struggled. You saw Odell Beckham have some issues on the sideline, not being happy with guys. This was one of those days where it was a moment, a time for them to make a statement against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it didn't happen. Didn't happen. Flat out did not happen for the Cleveland Browns. So some guys kind of let some players didn't come up with the goods on a day where it was important for them to do that. And again, this is a perfect example where Baker could have come up big against Big Ben. Cam, like, dude, you got outplayed by Drew Locke. And you are supposed to be a guy that can make a difference. This was an MVP guy a couple of years ago. All right, I hear the music. I know what's going. Means I got to take another pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. Obviously, come back. Continue talking about week 6 from the NFL. It's a crazy week. Insane week. Week 6 of the NFL. NFL Rewind with me here, Andy Thorf, on the world famous Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
On second down, in the air, and picked off by Bradham. Philadelphia will take over.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-200-5818. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. Without debt consolidation or bankruptcy, we depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-200-5818. That's 1-800-200-5818, 1-800-200-5818.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS, or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the "How'd you hear about us?" box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz. Best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Get ready to go big this holiday season with everything your business needs at amazing prices.
From shipping supplies and services to custom signs and PPE supplies.
And right now at Staples, save up to 30% on all shipping supplies with 12-pack mailers as low as $7.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big for your business this week at Staples.
Ends 12/26 while supplies last, in-store only. Curbside available in most stores.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that in. Plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown.
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
That's right. Go crazy with me here on the NFL Rewind Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf coming at you. And what a huge day for Derrick Henry, man. 22 carries, 212 yards, two touchdowns, the play in overtime to seal the victory for his team. Just a tremendous effort from this guy. And we learned last year in the postseason that this dude is for real. This dude is ferocious. This dude is a beast. This dude is going to knock you over. And this dude is going to carry the Tennessee Titans extremely far. And Ryan Tannehill, man, say what you want about this guy. I don't care if you love him. I don't care if you hate him. Dude's a gamer, okay? And A.J. Brown, that guy's a hell of a receiver. They're better than people give them credit for. That's what I'm saying, okay? This is a good football team, and on any given Sunday, they can beat you. Kansas City Chiefs, take notice. Baltimore Ravens, take notice. The Tennessee Titans are legit. They're real. I feel bad for Deshaun Watson. I feel terrible for this guy. He's out there playing his ass off. All right? No, dead serious. He's playing his friggin' tail off. Making plays left and right. Will Fuller having a huge day. Darren Fells having a big day. Brandon Cooks having a big day. Randall Cobb doing his thing. You hear all those names because all those guys caught touchdowns from D.Y. And yet they don't win the ball game because your coach makes a bonehead play and a bonehead decision? Ah, it kills me. It kills me that the theme and the tone that was set in week six of the NFL is that coaches can make or break the day, the week, the win, or the loss. I gave you three examples of where it really, really hurt teams. You got to be better, man. You just got to be better. And I'm talking about the coaching. It's got to be better. I sit here and I talk about quarterbacks and how lousy they are. And speaking of which, the Jets, dude, Sam Darnold can't get it done. Joe Flacco can't get it done. Friggin' the best quarterbacks in the world couldn't get it done with the Jets. I don't care who's taking snaps. Tom Brady would stink if he was on the Jets. And again, you hear me talking about players not performing. Coaches, you got to be better, man. You got to be better. God, that bothers me. I hate when people feel bad for guys that get fired when guys that make bad decisions should get fired. So many examples of that from week six in the NFL. What the hell's going on with the Vikings? They stink. That's a bad football team. Getting rid of Diggs, it is killing them. Kirk Cousins, he looks awful. The offense looks awful. The Falcons are a pathetic football team, and they came in and they whipped your tail. You should be embarrassed, Minnesota. You should be embarrassed about that effort. If that doesn't bother you, there's something wrong. I'm wondering which coach is getting fired first. Which coach is getting fired first from all the bad decisions that they made this week? Tired of feeling bad for coaches that make bad decisions. Oh, man. I'm going to keep it moving and talk about some other things. Because you hear my tone, I'm disappointed. Because I feel like by around the mid part of the season, we should be getting better results. We should be seeing different things. So let me kind of go through some of the good that I'm seeing. I do like Joe Burrow. I do. I'm worried that his safety could be at harm. He could be in harm's way each and every time he gets out there. But I do like what I see from him. This kid, he can play the game. He can throw. He can make every pass. Stands in the pocket. He's tough. Can get the QB sneak. He can get those tough yards if they need him to. Offensive line is a little troublesome. So I worry, I fear for him at times. But I do like him. There's some positive there for the Bengals. There really is. I'm waiting to see how Phillip Rivers winds up making or breaking the Colts. Because I'm scratching my head and I'm questioning whether or not they pulled the trigger on Jacoby Brissett a little bit too quickly. And maybe they should have stuck with that guy. And maybe that this swing that they're taking with Phillip Rivers in hopes that late in his career he can find some magic for a team that a lot of people feel is good. Defensively, they're supposed to be a really good team. And through the first few weeks of the season, they were pretty good. Last couple weeks, they've shown some kinks in the armor. But again, what will Phillip Rivers do? What will be the difference that he can make for the Indianapolis Colts? And will it have a positive effect on what happens for them in the playoffs if they make it? I think they are a playoff football team. I really do. Speaking of that, I'm going to kind of run through the standings, just fill people up to speed on what's going on. AFC East, it's a lot more interesting because it's the Buffalo Bills division now to win or lose. Kind of a difference there. And you take the Jets out of the equation right away. Every team's getting two victories that plays the Jets in that division. Dolphins aren't that bad. Like, this team could make a run. This could be fun to watch, actually. But Buffalo is definitely the class of the AFC East right now. Pittsburgh reasserting themselves after how they were able to manhandle the Cleveland Browns. And the Cleveland Browns at 4-2, not a bad football team. Ravens and Steelers both five wins. Ravens have the one loss. Pittsburgh still undefeated. One of the only teams that are undefeated. them and the Titans, if I'm not mistaken, the only teams that are undefeated, and the Seahawks, who had a bye week. So only three undefeated teams left in the NFL. Titans, Steelers, and the Seahawks were on a bye. But I do like the way that the Steelers are reasserting themselves, reestablishing themselves as maybe the team to beat in the AFC North. I like that. The Titans, I mean, them and the Colts, the Texans definitely taking a step backwards, and that's not a surprise. No D-Hop, lack of weapons for D-Watt, terrible decision-making from the coaching staff adds up to a you-know-what-y kind of season. Starts with an S and ends with a Y. Just terrible, terrible decision-making. Not helping my man D-Watt at all. Kansas City, we know they're the class of the AFC West. But what are the Raiders going to be? Kind of got to figure them out still. Wondering where they're going to be in 3 weeks. Next 3-4 weeks, I think, will tell us a lot about the Raiders. I think it was good for the Chiefs to take an L a week ago. It kind of helps them to understand that, you know what, that this is supposed to be difficult. This is supposed to be a challenge. You're not supposed to be able to just run through everybody and have Patrick Mahomes make it look that easy. At the end of the day, that's the truth. Really is. So I think that the Kansas City Chiefs are very good. They should be in a position to get back to the Super Bowl. Absolutely. But look out for Tennessee. Look out for Pittsburgh. Look out for the Ravens potentially. Look out for the Bills potentially. And then we'll see what happens with some other teams. The NFC East, it shouldn't even be talked about. It really shouldn't even be talked about. I don't think a team is going to be 500 and win that division. That's going to be my bold prediction. And I don't even know if that's a bold prediction because these teams are lousy. These teams are awful. These teams are a joke. I question whether these teams are trying to win or not. I think the Bears are the surprise of the NFL right now. I got to say it, man. I'm impressed with what the Bears have brought to the table. 6 weeks into the NFL season, they look like a team that is absolutely destined to get to the playoffs and potentially make some noise when nobody thought that the Bears were going to be any good. And thank God they got Nick Foles, right? Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'm telling you, man, don't worry about Tom Brady. Don't worry about this dude. He's going to wind up doing things that help the team be in the mix and be there at the end of things. Guaranteed. No doubt in my mind. New Orleans Saints, I wonder about them a little bit. Carolina, they took a little bit of a step back. But I think that they're going to be a gritty, gutty team and a tough test week in and week out. I love the Seahawks. And you know what? Sometimes the best thing about being a team is having a bye week, and you obviously can't go down anything. You're going to wind up being able to keep your stock, and Russell Wilson may have even actually improved his MVP stock, to be honest with you. The Rams, they took a step back. 49ers, are they going to get themselves back in the mix a little bit? I know I got to take a break. I do. I'll do that. I'm going to wrap things up here. I'll come back, obviously, on the other side. I'll do what I always do, give you my parting shot, and break things down final time for week 6 of the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, everybody. Keep it close. It's the world-famous Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
In the Wildcat, first and goal from the 2. There's the snap, the fake handoff. Samuel takes it himself over the right guard. He's in easily, walking in for a touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers. A terrific second half opening drive. It went 75 yards and ends up with a 2-yard touchdown run in the Wildcat. Jalen Samuels for the Steelers.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. All righty, everybody, coming at you one final time. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on the world-famous Sports Overnight America. Going to run through the scores real quickly and then give you my parting shot like I always do. 49ers beat the Rams 24-16. Buccaneers all over the Packers 38-10. Dolphins 24-0 over the Jets. Lions 34-16 over the Jags. 23-16, that's the score for the Bears over the Panthers. Steelers 38-7 all over Baker Mayfield and the Browns. 30-28, the Ravens beat the Eagles in the Battle of the Birds. Giants getting a 1-point victory, 20-19 over that team from Washington. Broncos beat the Patriots, 18-12. Vikings go down to the Falcons, 40-23. Colts, 31-27 over the Bengals. And the Titans win a really, really fun one in overtime over the Texans. All right, here's my takeaway from week 6 of the NFL, people, for you here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Look, coaches, you gotta be friggin' better, man. You can't put your players in that kind of a position late in ball games. You gotta be better. You absolutely got to be better. We hold players accountable for going out there and making plays. Well, we sure as hell better hold coaches accountable. Who's getting fired? Who's gone? How in the hell does Adam Gase have a job? How do some of these other people have a job? It boggles the Dorfman's mind. For Scott, I'm saying peace. I'll check you later, people, next week right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and this was the world-famous Sports Overnight America.